Hey, this is Craig Ferentino of Craig James Financial. Get ready for another financial report right here on 103.9 LI News Radio.
Craig Ferentino is a registered representative offering securities and advisory services through United Planners Financial Services. Member FINRA SIPC. Craig James Financial Services and United Planners are not affiliated. Material discussed is not to be construed as specific investment, tax, or legal advice, and is not a recommendation to buy or sell any securities.
All right, and the website again, CraigJamesFinancial.com. Great information. Pre-registering for events essential when it comes to some of these great webinars and all kinds of great events. The Dow lost about 13 points or so on Friday, right? Yep. And the futures, as we speak, is just up ever so slightly, about 9 points or so. A lot happening this week. President overseas and a meeting with many of an important member of their communities, as we'll see how this economy fares for this week of June the 14th. And Mr. Ferentino is back with us after a few days down south on business, and we welcome him back in the fold. Sir, how are you?
Good morning, Jay. It's good to be back. Yeah, well, you know, it's good to be It was very intemperate in Florida, as you can imagine, with the, the highs of 88, lovely. It's crowded down there. There's a lot of people finding a home down there, and there's a lot of businesses moving to Florida. It certainly is a different vibe than here, but nonetheless, it was hot and humid every day, so it's nice to be back in the cooler weather, so to speak, although I could see where somebody could get used to it, you know. But that being said, all right, yeah, so we were keeping an eye on the indexes and the markets last week. You know, like you said, those were the numbers for Friday, and we have the S&P 500 closed. We're still in the 34,479 spot 60. The NASDAQ at 14,069. On Mondays, I like to go over the weekly market update. So even though I was out for a few days, still keeping an eye on things, the Dow Jones Industrial Average closed actually down 0.8% for the week. And then year-to-date, being this is June 14th, year-to-date up 12.7%. Now, someone could argue, Jay, that annualized, you take the 12% times 2, that's 24% for the year for the Dow Jones Industrial Average. But I'm not one saying that. I'm just using simple numbers and doing things like multiplying them. You're 6 months into the year. We got, you know, another 6 months. If you keep up the same pace, you'd be up 24%. Not saying that that is the case. I keep saying that. The S&P 500 index up 0.4% last week, 13.1% for the year. The NASDAQ up almost 2% for the week, so it's making up some ground that it's been losing for the beginning part of the year. Now, year-to-date, its number is 9.2%, still lagging. And the MSCI EAFE, which is the European index, 0.3% for the week, and up 10.1% for the year. So the NASDAQ's trailing both the European index, the S&P 500, and the Dow Jones Industrial Average. I don't know if that'll going to remain at the end of the year like that, but it is. The 10-year Treasury yield at a 1.45%. So that's a lower number, certainly, than the 1.7 we've been seeing. And oil at $70, hitting up 46% for the year, 70 spot 81. Oil is with, they're telling you something here, Jay, and I'm not sure what it is, but we'll let oil go up. Now, if the energy goes expensive, that people will need energy-efficient vehicles, that's a good way to drive people out of the market. But sadly, again, like I keep reminding you, inflation is the tax that everybody pays. Inflation is the tax that everybody pays. The consumer price index on Friday, while I was out, rose. I don't know if you had a chance to talk about it, Jay, but it's up 5% from a year ago. And the core index, which really excludes food and energy, rose 3.8%. It's the highest 12-month increase since 1992. So remember the 90s? You could see that some prices collapsed last year during the height of the pandemic. And so it's part of that is an exaggeration. However, prices rose strongly over a month-over-month basis. So month-over-month, the core index increased almost 1% from May to April. And so what we're getting now is much crazy data in terms of inflation. However, we're seeing the bond market reacting in almost an opposite direction. Their interest rates went from 1.71 on the 10-year treasury to a 1.45. So that's what that's saying basically is that in the bond market, at least, they're not predicting a runaway inflation, and that price pressures are transitory and will soon subside. That's basically what it's telling you. So the recent drivers of inflation, obviously, if you've taken a trip like I have, you see a lot of increases in car rental, airfare, food away from home, which is restaurants, and hotel prices. And that I could speak firsthand, absolutely increased there. No questions in my mind. And really, it's the pent-up demand as the supply is still steady, but now the demand is high. And so when you have a lot of dollars chasing too few goods, again, they can increase the prices. So pretty soon, hopefully, we'll be back to our typical spending habits. We've gotten all the vacations out of the way, and things will start to look more normal again. At least that's what the bond market is telling us at a 1.5 10-year treasury. So we're still airfare is still low, below its pre-pandemic level, somewhere around the 10 to 12%. Hotel prices, 5%. So the impact of supply shortages also are prevalent. If you've ordered a refrigerator, I went visiting places in Florida just so your listeners could know. And a lot of construction has now been halted, waiting for materials, and in some instances cannot be finished. They're finished, but they cannot be finished because they're waiting for appliances. And I did have did take a few minutes to visit a few properties while I was down in sunny Florida just to see what the markets look like. And that's exactly what they were telling me from the people there on the ground, from Pulte Homes and a few other people that we spoke to was telling me on the ground, waiting for appliances. They cannot close on a lot of houses. People, the wait for a house, they'll tell you verbally, it seems like 8 months. And it really could be as long as a year to 2 years to get a house built from scratch. So, you know, people are saying the spike is temporary. These issues are temporary. The first one, there's a scenario where inflation could be transitory, and not so sure about that. So we'll see if inflation is enduring, then we'll start to see some other issues coming up in the market. But we won't get any clarity on that until the third and fourth quarter of 2021. That's what I have for today, Jake.
Yeah, you're right. You know, I was reading about this revenge spending. Where one kind of reclaims pieces of their lives stolen from them during the pandemic, and it's about going out there and finding, you know. I was reading, especially here on Long Island, where car dealership, there's one dealer in particular reported that credit applications, which is a key indicator of the demand, as Craig points out here, that's up more than 100% year over year now. 100%, okay, so that's what you're seeing right now. There is a pent-up frustration in getting out there and buying and everything else. That's why you're seeing these prices the way they are. I think they will level off. The question is when. No doubt they'll level off. But I notice everything. You know, you go to the grocery store, we've stated, it's, you know, I'm spending more money for buying, you know, little stuff as I would normally do. Still spending money. Restaurant last night, I spent $81 for hardly anything. Okay? Four people sitting down in a regular, you know, little Italian restaurant. $81. No alcohol, nothing. I mean, this is what it is. Look at the gas prices. $3 now and up. It is what it is. So you have a lot of pent-up stuff here from the pandemic, and it's about the revenge spending in a lot of these places. At least that's what I'm seeing here. I mean, everything. Building, you're right. You're going to build a home? I mean, who knows? A couple of years. And look at the price of lumber and everything else going on right now. So everything is in play here as far as being affected. Craig James,
good time.
Right?
Yeah, that one? Yeah, I'm sorry. I want chicken off from the markets. This is the time to be in the markets. All this change. I mean, I'm just seeing Coca-Cola in the last few months up 13%. Some very basic companies. If you're not in the markets, it's never too late. Oh, the markets are high. I always hear that. There's still maybe more stimulus coming. Looks like it might be. So I would certainly it'd be a good time to be in the markets, and people should really think about that.
All right. We'll keep an eye on things, and we look forward to your Tuesday report. Remember the website, folks, CraigJamesFinancial.com. Back in the fold. Good to have him back. Megan did a great job. Good to have you back, sir. Mr.
Thank
Ferrantino.
You,
we'll see you tomorrow.